All right. 073460, Armin Tanoyan versus Mukasey. Morning, Mr. Kokol.
Good morning, Your Honors. Mark Kokol appearing on behalf of the petitioner, Armin Tanoyan. Mr. Tanoyan is a native and citizen of Armenia. He has sought the reliefs of political asylum, withholding of removal, and protection under the Convention Against Torture before the Immigration Court. However, in 2006, his claim at that time when he was appearing pro se was denied by the immigration judge, ostensibly based on a finding that any harm or mistreatment, even though reasonably causing him fear to return, and even though it was subjectively held, as noted by the immigration judge, that harm and mistreatment held by or suffered by Mr. Tanoyan was not on a ground that the immigration statute would allow her to extend the relief of political asylum. Our position is that Mr. Tanoyan has been persecuted in the past based on an imputed political opinion. An imputed political opinion that was manifested in speaking to the Armenian police about the actions of a Mr. Serge Beglerian. Mr. Serge Beglerian was related to a Gencik Beglerian who was up for election in elections in 2004.
Can you try and separate what evidence was presented indicating that the beating was based on his political opinion as opposed to an attempt to intimidate a witness to a crime?
Yes, Your Honor. This court and courts around the United States have made it very clear that the context in which suffering or harm is meted out is particularly important when determining what the motive was in such harm being inflicted. In this situation, the context was that Mr. Tanoyan had spoken to the police shortly after witnessing a Serge Beglerian committing a heinous assault and battery on one of the other mayoral candidates. The context was that after he was taken into custody and questioned by the Armenian police, and a confession of that name was extracted, several days later, he was visited by several individuals, including one of the individuals that he recognized who had beaten up the mayoral candidate. The context between the timing there was, this was a mayoral election. The Ninth Circuit has recognized in at least two cases that I've cited in my reply brief that when there is the possibility of personal retribution, but it comes at a time when there is a political election, when there is an election going on, you cannot separate out completely personal animus versus an intent to stifle an imputed political opinion. In this case, if Mr. Beglerian had indeed done what the prosecutor's office in Armenia had basically forced him to do and testify against Serge Beglerian, at that time when he was beaten up, the election results had not even yet been announced. If that information were to come to light before election results were announced, Mr. Beglerian's, Gencik Beglerian's candidacy may have been significantly impacted. His nephew, Serge Beglerian, is known, and it was testified to be very well connected with the government and the police in Armenia at that time.
How do we get past Elias Zacharias, the mere existence of a generalized political motive is inadequate to establish that persecution was on account of political opinion?
Well, I believe, Your Honor, that this circuit's recognition of a mixed motive in Moadine, specifically, allows the court and requires the court and the Board of Immigration Appeals to look at all of the context in harm or suffering that's inflicted. And Mr. Tenoyan made it very clear that this was, again, with the timing of the election, as well as the actor, the person who inflicted this harm and broke his nose, requiring reparative surgery, was connected to a very popular political individual who, in fact, was reelected.
I can't tell you how sympathetic I feel toward your client, but nor how hard I'm trying to, distinguish. He really had the bad luck of being witness to a crime that happened to involve these politicians.
Part of our position in bringing this appeal to this court, it goes back to what the Board of Immigration Appeals ostensibly used as a denial ground in this case, and that's a case called Juma. And in that situation, that individual complained about being targeted by the police, I believe in Chad, if I'm not mistaken, and this court found that being the target of an investigation of it being the target of a police investigation was not would not allow the basis for a political opinion. It would not form the basis of a ground under which, under our statute, under which the court could protect that individual. In this situation, we are not citing, although it was argued it was argued at the board, we are arguing to this court that indeed the actors at play that Mr. Tenoyan fears and who he was persecuted by, who he was harmed, again, having to have reparative surgery on his nose, these are individuals that are connected to a political organization, and in specific, the mayor of Yerevan, Armenia. The timing, shortly after the election, within just a matter of days, Mr. Tenoyan perhaps had the unfortunate memory to remember, when he was being beaten, that this is for Serge, referring, of course, to Serge Baglarayan. The court and the board both seem to have seized on this one phrase out of the mouths of these individuals that are tied to Serge Baglarayan. They seem to have seized on this one phrase and decided this can only be personal animus. This can only be
Did you pursue the mixed motive theory, or did your client at the board?
At the Board of Immigration Appeals, it was argued that the fear of Serge Baglarayan, the fear of these individuals, not only for what they had done before, but what they could do to him in the future. Yes, it was argued. It was argued at page 22, which is page 26 of this court's record, and in particular, in the first main paragraph, arguing once petitioner witnessed the beating of Artur Gregorian, who was the other mayoral candidate, and was coerced into becoming an informant, Serge Baglarayan and other supporters of Gagik Baglarayan saw petitioner as anathema to their cause. It was raised that there is another motive at play here, that there was another possible motive that the immigration court and the board of, well, the immigration court at that time had ignored any and all evidence about. The court seized upon this is for Serge, and took its analysis only that far. It is our position that was error. It is our position that under Moadine, which was decided in 2005, part of the analysis about deciding whether or not someone has suffered harm or mistreatment based on an imputed political opinion, it must take into account the motive. It must look at the motive. It cannot exclude and not discuss anything at all about other possible motives. It was argued on appeal that there were other bases besides personal animus that could support a grant of political asylum that the court did not take into account. We are arguing to this court that we cannot let the record sit only on these facts, only on these decisions, because that other motive, that political motive to stifle someone who's got a voice that can ruin the election, was never heard. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Taylor. Morning.
Your Honor's Counsel, my name is Margaret Cuny Taylor. I represent the government in this matter. This case revolves around an individual who, as Judge Roper already has pointed out, had the misfortune of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. So the dispositive question really is whether an immigration judge is compelled to grant relief from asylum in the form of relief from removal in the form of asylum based on this unfortunate circumstance. And the answer to that question is no. And the reason it's no is because asylum was created for a very specific purpose. It was created to give safe haven to refugees. And INA 101-42-A42 defines what a refugee is, and Mr. Tenoyan just simply does not fall into the refugee definition because he cannot show that that his misfortune was connected to an imputed political opinion. He was a witness to a crime, and the criminal community that was involved basically just wanted to make sure that he didn't talk. And that is his misfortune, but it is not an asylum claim. There is no evidence in the record whatsoever that what happened to him was connected to a political opinion imputed to him. His attackers said to him, "This is for Serge. If you give any evidence, we are going to kill you." In comparison to the Ninth Circuit case upon which petitioner relies, which is, of course, not binding on this court, there is no evidence that Mr. Tenoyan was politically active in any way. There is no evidence that he belonged to a political family. There were no political symbols left at the site of the attack. There was no hammer and sickle. There was no swastika. There just was an unfortunate incident that was connected to criminal activity, and there's just no sign that the criminals attached an adverse political opinion or imputed an adverse political opinion to Mr. Tenoyan.
He's an essential witness, I guess. Is that their theory, at least? Can't prosecute?
Exactly, Your Honor. He's a material witness. Excuse me.
What about the victim? Does he testify, or do you know anything about this, why he's so essential? They can't do anything without him?
Well, he was, Mr. Tenoyan was a musician at a restaurant where a candidate was beaten up, and he witnessed this, and then he was compelled to go to the police
station.
Well,
isn't he the main accuser, the person that was beat up? I'm not asking you to prosecute this case. It's just curious why everything's held up until he shows up.
Well, Your Honor, you make a good point. There may have been other witnesses also. But from what we know from the record, Mr. Tenoyan was a material witness, possibly not the exclusive material witness.
Mm. Okay. Well, you know, the police kind of dragged him in and forced him to agree to testify, I guess.
Well, they pulled him into the station because he had been identified as a witness. They certainly forcefully interrogated him.
They beat him up?
Yes.
They beat him up because he wouldn't testify against a political enemy.
Well, actually, Your Honor, the record shows that the beating happened several days later, and I think that's really what Mr. Tenoyan is relying on. The interrogation, from what the record tells us, was rough, but it certainly wasn't the pivotal event. The pivotal event was several days later.
But it's all one. It's all one event, in effect.
It's a chronology that hangs together, yes, Your Honor.
Of course, your position is that he's all that is true, but it wasn't because of any political thing. It's just that he happened to witness the crime of happened to be a political person.
That's correct, Your Honor. And under this court's precedent in Duomo, being a witness to something with political overtones, a crime with political overtones, is not tantamount to getting status as a refugee.
Now, if he took a position where he didn't want to testify, is that taking a political position, or is that just one trying to save his own skin?
I would say it's the latter, Your Honor.
Why isn't it both?
Why is it not a political stance? Because there is no overtone of politics here, and there's no there's actually an imputed political opinion. What the immigration judge is looking to is what the persecutors were thinking when they attacked their victim.
Well, aren't they thinking, if he testifies, our beloved Serge may lose the election? Isn't that political?
Well, first of all, Your Honor, there's the Serge.
Serge is not the candidate.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Serge is some
right.
relative.
Serge is, right. I'm sorry.
Perhaps even distant relative of the candidate.
Right. You're absolutely right, Your Honor. And so they were trying to protect the cousin of the mayor. This is all. It's all very unfortunate, but it's attenuated in terms of connecting Mr. Tenoyan with an imputed political opinion. There's nothing here that shows that they were imputing a political
Mr.
opinion.
Mr. Tenoyan's spouse and child still remain in the same city in Armenia that this beating took place in, correct?
They remain in Armenia. It's not clear to me that they're in the same city. One more thing I'd like to address is Mr. Tenoyan's mixed motive argument. Because he cannot show imputed political opinion, there's really nothing to mix. Because mixed motive, of course, depends on mixing, in this case it would be criminal, with political opinion. But absent showing of political opinion, there is no mixed motive argument, and in any event, the argument has not been exhausted before the board. Do Your Honors have questions for me? Any further questions? Thank you very much. The government asks that the petition for review be denied, and to the extent that a mixed motive is raised, that the petition for review be dismissed.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. Mr. Coco, your time is up, but if you want to take a minute, I'll give you a minute.
Thank you, Your Honor. Two issues that I would like to point out, and that is that with respect to the exhaustion argument, as part of the government's response brief, The government did indeed outline that the board and the immigration judge had fully reviewed the mixed motive argument. Our contention is that the immigration court and the Board of Immigration Appeals performed woefully in actually looking at all factors that went into what happened to Mr. Tenoyan in 2004. So on the exhaustion argument, we pointed out where we did exhaust our remedies before the board as part of our brief. And that was at page 22 of our brief. Finally, I want to close simply again with the context in which Mr. Tenoyan was beaten and who he was beaten by. The testimony at trial, of course, was that Mr. Beckler Ryan was released shortly after being taken into custody by the police. The context of that, if the court is to look at the country reports for human rights conditions in Armenia, pretrial detainees are held for significant periods of time. This guy is released shortly after being taken into custody. And guess what? The witness that can put him behind bars is beaten, and is beaten severely within days of speaking to the police. And his uncle won the election. Thank goodness. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to both the government and to you, Mr. Kogel, and the case will be taken under advisement.